League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Here, thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Tanner Zagarino episode. Man, I had a real good talk with Tanner, and my favorite part of his interview was talking about wrestling. Just taking a walk down memory lane. I really enjoyed it. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome, for the first time on the podcast, actor Tanner Zagarino. How you doing, man? Thanks for coming.
Excited to be here.
I'm so excited for this. Oh, you got to be. Yeah, that's you. That's you.
I feel so good. Yeah. So many stickers. You guys. It's just part of the.
It's part of the, you know, we have a small operation
it's
here.
The feng shui.
Yeah, for sure. But I'm mostly excited because you're a fellow wrestler.
That's how we connected. I saw you on Instagram. You following Yanni Diakmahalis? We graduated the
same year. Phenom. I saw that match, by the way, the Beat the Streets, the kid from Georgia.
Dude, I thought he was better than that guy. That freestyle.
He had him.
We see the double leg.
They both had their legs.
So crazy.
It's kind of like a video game where they had the same skill set.
Yeah, both those guys were very similar wrestlers. Do you see like a bunch of things are doing new wrestling things? Like there's UFC Fight Pass is doing wrestling matches now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, like I said, we differ in age. When I was coming up in wrestling at Poway, there wasn't so much funk.
My coach never
taught that.
Like passing ankles and whatnot.
Just when someone shoots on you and you're doing that. You sprawl.
Yeah, you get your fucking legs back, dude.
You sprawl, you put in a whizzer.
Yeah.
And you try to fight it out.
And also, I came up wrestling at a different time than you, but that shit's still very relevant. A lot of traditionals. Look at Iowa, man. That's Iowa South. Do you see people passing legs at Iowa? That doesn't really happen.
I'm a fan of their program,
yeah,
man.
I mean, the
Brands brothers have done an excellent job.
That's the way.
Terry and...
You gotta get them on the pod. That'd be an intense podcast.
I'll have to do 100 push-ups before that.
They make you do sprints.
This is a movie show. So you're from. So let's. I want to get into your career as well, but like, tell us about your background and how you, as far as how you got into wrestling and then later into acting and all that.
Born in Los Angeles, California.
Wow, okay.
Moved to Long Island, New York when I was 5.
Wow.
So my dad was a wrestler, but he was acting at the time, and then, you know, shit started slowing down. He was like a B-list actor for a while. He was like big in like a lot of, I'm surprised you don't have a sticker of him. He's like very stickery.
Yeah.
He was in this movie called Shadow Chaser that was
real
cult
classic.
Germans loved it.
Okay, so he was in the business.
Yeah, he was an actor for a long time. My mom was as well, and then they just like, things just slowed down as the industry takes its toll on people. We moved out to Long Island.
Kind
of grew up in suburban Long Island. In New York State, that especially where I'm from, Long Island, big wrestling community. Started wrestling when I was young. My dad was a wrestler in Florida.
How old were you? What grade?
When I started, second grade.
Oh, you started young.
Dude, I wrestled my whole fucking life, dude.
Well, wait, where did you?
Dude, no, 45 pounds.
45, yeah.
I mean, dude, but the our community, it was a bunch of dads who wrestled, and then a bunch of kids that like had the dad.
I hear that. Yeah. I mean, it was almost like I didn't have a choice because I'm from Poway.
Yeah.
They're known for their
gnarly wrestling program.
So, I started a little later in sixth grade.
Yeah.
And just in my homeroom class, they're like, Lee, we need you.
Because you're a small guy. I'm small. Dude, he's small.
Yeah.
We
need a 65-pounder.
Yeah.
I go, what? Show up.
Sixth grade?
Sixth grade.
I'm telling you, that's kind of old for kids now to start wrestling.
Really?
Dude, this kid in my college, I hate to jump around, but this kid I went to college with, the guy Demetrius Johnson, beast, a heavyweight. He was like ranked top five in the country.
Yeah.
Started wrestling in like ninth grade.
Jesus.
In Missouri. And never even, I placed once at the Missouri States, then went to JUCO school and then transferred to D1.
Wow.
But yeah, we can get back to where I was.
Yeah.
So grew up in Long Island, started wrestling my school, Matatuck High School. We were a real powerhouse in Long Island. And a bunch of kids. We had like four kids in the state finals the year
How did your state tournament operate? Is it just one state tournament or sectionals?
There's two divisions in New York. There's D1, D2. Not like California. California always been one? That's one. So gnarly.
It's gnarly.
Super gnarly. That's why it's so cutthroat.
Super gnarly.
Like the Valencia brother. Like those guys are
Oh, dude. I mean, the St. John Bosco dude? Yeah, yeah. They're phenoms.
Super gnarly.
There you go again. They started when they're little pipsqueak.
Well, dude, that's how it goes for anyone.
Yeah.
Like, if you want a kid to be good at something.
You got to just.
But yeah, so wrestling started high school. Had my battles with it. You know, I had like real bad anxiety about wrestling. Wrestling was like torturing my life for a long time.
Did you have nervous haptics before matches?
Dude, I didn't have nervous. I had like so much paranoia and fucking fear around wrestling that I based around. It was from a young, like sixth grade, I was seeing a fucking hypnotist to try to help my wrestling.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Stressful fucking sport.
See these thumbs? They used to be huge calluses.
Because you'd pick at your thumbs?
No, I'd bite it and I would smell.
It's a gnarly thing.
Yeah, I would smell,
a nervous, weird tick.
Yeah, it was a nerve, yeah.
Dude, I would just like fucking, I had some moments out there like where I'd just fucking, you ever had it where you're wrestling and just like, I feel like my head's in the clouds and I'm just panicking.
It's almost kind of.
You start panic shooting, you just start wrestling an idiot.
It's tribal too, because it's like, you don't realize that this is, you're battling and it's almost like, you know, some kid headbutts you and you wake, you know, you'll get like.
Dude, I remember.
And you're like, oh, you know, like I'm super in this gnarly. Duel.
Yeah, I mean, so wrestling I had fucking for a long time. It was something that was like this weird relationship where I was like, dude, I'm literally not eating. I'm going to get ulcers in my stomach from how much this is stressing me out. Like panicking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, did you cut weight?
Not even really.
You okay?
Not much. So, I was a big boy. I wrestled 195 in high school. Yeah. Dude, want to listen to my transition? So I wrestled. So in New York, you can wrestle varsity as a seventh grader. If you pass a certification test, it's like a certain quarter mile.
So you could be a state champion, eighth grade state champion.
Dude, I think Yanni was in eighth grade. He didn't win in seventh grade. He took second in seventh grade, actually. And you know who he wrestled in the state finals?
No.
Vito Rujau.
From Cornell.
From Cornell, both of them.
That kid's got a funky style.
Yeah, he's
man.
A crazy
like,
guy.
Even his stance is like, you notice his stance is
very,
like,
very,
very upright, very like.
Yeah, he's super crazy athlete, too.
Oh, dude, he's you know what, I just saw a match, it's crazy you brought him up. I saw a freestyle match with him and Jesse Delgado. He beat Jesse in freestyle.
Was Jesse Delgado an LA guy? Is he not LA
yeah,
but California
he, no,
guy?
No, he's from California. I forgot.
Gilroy probably. Yeah, Gilroy. Wherever all my buddies, so a bunch of kids,
they're a powerhouse too.
Powerhouse, they're like the powerhouse
Daniel
now because of DC.
Yeah, but he came in later, but they already had a legit program before that.
Yeah, no, then that guy takes over and then he brings all the guys that train at AKA to be assistant coaches there. So my buddy Nick Piccinini, he's from Oklahoma State. Nick Piccinini.
Oh, shout out to Nick Piccinini.
Yeah, shout out Nick Piccinini, dude. You're gonna he's probably gonna see us. He's the homie.
Yeah, yeah.
But Nick,
shout out to Nick. You know, All American.
Yeah, beast.
Coached by John Smith.
Yeah, dude. Legendary.
Very good. He's got a good tilt, a wrist tilt.
Yeah.
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 He got a good got a good double. He's
a tough
funky.
Guy.
He's
tough
funky.
Guy. But he's training at AKA now to fight.
You're friends with Nick Piccinini?
Dude, I love Nick Piccinini. We grew up together.
Oh, wow.
Dude, I know. You know Shakur Rashid? We all grew up.
Penn State.
Penn State.
Yeah.
He used to wrestle.
I don't know why I know all this.
Is it weird? Like, who else have you? Who are you talking about?
I don't know. But why? That goes. I'm a fan.
Big fan.
I'm a fan.
You follow MMA as well.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan. But mostly wrestling. When you told me about Beat the Streets, I got on Flow Wrestling, and I'm like, where?
I'm gonna watch.
Yeah,
this shit.
I gotta watch.
What
it.
About Gable? He's just untouchable.
Oh yeah.
He's crazy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's legendary status.
Dude,
but
I wrestled with, like, I had like a taste of that because I wrestled Division One. So I won states in New York.
Oh, you won great. States?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, man.
Thanks, Holmes.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, how did that's you do great. At states?
I always choked.
Don't say
I
that.
I always choked. I won San Diego section. Always choked at state.
Dude, well, the state tournament in LA is like a fucking.
It's gnarly. 100. Back then, it was at Stockton. It was
oh, really?
Gnarly.
It was in LA?
Dude.
Oh, no,
it was,
no, Stockton.
It's Stockton.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
Stockton,
where the Diaz brothers are
yeah,
from.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I just remember, I would just psych myself out. I would be like, dude, oh, it's state. And then it would, literally, I would go out there and my mind, because, you know, it's
dude,
mental.
Like, it's the fog.
It's mental,
it's
dude.
It's like, the best way you describe it is like your head's in a fog and you're like, you like your brain's not firing right. Your arms aren't moving right. Like your reaction time's all fucked because you're just panicking.
Yeah. All the kids that placed, I beat more than half, you
yeah,
know, like
yeah.
at the end, there's after the third day or second, third.
There was a kid on my college team that never placed in states, probably a 4-time qualifier, and beat like probably 20 kids in his career that all were placed top 3 at states.
That's what I'm saying. It's
dude,
all,
it's all
up here. Mental.
I mean, that's what, I mean, you have a lot of fighters on the podcast as well, yeah?
Yeah.
You've
I've had
a couple?
Yeah, I had Barnett. Josh
yeah,
Barnett.
The fucking man. Yeah, it's
he
so tight.
He had a couple chokeholds there. Oh, yeah. He's a big boy.
He's a big boy. Sure.
He's big.
For sure.
So let's go. So after, you know,
so
high
states
school.
So one state's in high school is
yeah.
a good career. And you had those moments, like I said, like you just choked. You know, I've had some kids beat me out there. If you're
yeah.
watching this, I still don't
That's
forget.
That's fine.
It still bothers
yeah.
me, man. I
know.
I have nightmares.
It,
my dad still has nightmares.
It actually haunted me because the kid, there's this kid from Rosemead, Michael Calamaro. He was a phenom.
Yeah.
4-time state placer from L.A. school.
Okay.
But I went to Arizona State. I gave up. I ended up drinking beer, you know,
dude,
yeah,
cool.
just
yeah.
doing the college
thing. I know a bunch
thing.
Of kids went to Arizona State to try to
he
wrestle.
Ended up,
and they can
yeah,
do it.
He ended up being their 18-pounder, 118. He ended up.
Oh, he went to your school?
Yeah.
You guys,
so
you guys,
I saw him on campus.
You guys squashed the beef?
Yeah, no. Well, he was just, I'm like, what? Oh, he's like, I wrestle here. I'm like, oh. And then, but then.
And your life's so much more
yeah,
fun.
But
trust
my,
me, when you see people at school while you're wrestling on the team, like waking up at 6 a.m. going to
oh,
practice.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a whole different lifestyle.
Dude, no. Number one, it's fucking torture. Number two, all you do is think about the guys like you that used to wrestle and that are just hanging out and like come to the meets and like cheer you on, but they don't have to go lift at 6 a.m. and
yeah,
practice at 3.
Run.
It's like, dude, it's a special breed to be able to do that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I wasn't one of them, safe to say.
But this, didn't you, but let's get, so you went to college though and.
Yeah, I got a
scholarship
recruited.
On scholarship.
Like they got me in-state tuition. Dude,
but
that,
for wrestling though.
For
right?
wrestling.
Yeah, okay. They were scouting you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah they scouted me.
Yeah, they scouted you. Yeah. Probably earlier than you thought.
Dude, I mean.
I know you got letters when you're a sophomore.
I got letters from a lot of, yeah, I was getting a lot of letters from placing in junior nationals at Virginia Beach.
Okay, let's get in it. So you wrestled freestyle Greco-Roman as well?
No, that was a folk style tournament.
Oh, folk style.
No
oh.
freestyle for me at all.
Okay.
Can't it do
was,
it.
My coach forced us.
I'm not, I can't do it. I'm no good.
it was
so
weird.
Hard.
Yeah.
I just like don't, that's not my wrestling style.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you could be in on a kid and he just does it weird.
Dude, I don't like that. Honestly, I was talking to my buddy, shout out Tyler Welps, D1
yeah.
national finalist.
Wow.
He's my buddy's.
What school?
Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Yeah, he was a national finalist and a 2-time All-American. And
yeah.
Tyler and comes out here to LA a lot and comes and hangs
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
And
we
got to
shout out Mickey Phillippe.
Shout out Mickey Phillippe. Yeah. Dude, shout out everybody.
He was so close. You're going to place this year.
Yeah,
this
dude.
Is the year.
This
133s.
Year.
This is the year.
Well, you see Roman Bravo Young's moving up to 41.
Is he really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he tweeted it. Actually, I don't know. I don't really know you, Roman, but I know
yeah.
your friends.
He's good. The kid's good. I mean, that was a close match. Mickey could have got him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a couple of close calls. I saw that match.
It was a good match.
That was a blood round.
It was a really good match. The blood round's always the best round.
Yeah, yeah.
You ever been to NCAAs?
No, I'm like I said, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I watch on the internet. I try to follow the schools. Mm-hmm. I make predictions in my mind. It's a game for me. Like,
yeah. But would you ever want to go watch it live?
Yeah. Me and my old high school mate. Well, that's one of our we want to go 1 year.
I want to go too.
We want to go.
We should link up.
Yeah.
We should make it a
yeah,
thing.
I want to see.
Go out there and then do like
yeah,
a live
I like
scouting.
Seeing. I like. I love.
Dude, and it's
I love
like,
it. I love the upsets too.
Dude, I'm only like 2 years out of competing.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you miss it?
Dude, I was talking about this the other day. So we were at a dinner party, and they were like, we were passing around these cards, and there were all these questions,
yeah.
and they were like, the question was like, what's the hardest part about growing old? And I'm fucking 21, dude.
That's, oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
So what's the hardest part about getting older? Which is relative to anyone, so the question still makes sense. And I was like, dude, I was thinking about the good. It's like trying not to get wrapped up in like living in the past and like thinking about the good old days, which like, what the fuck, I'm 21 talking about the good old days. But I was talking about, like,
it's different in dude, the when you're competing world, man, it's different.
I think about all the I sometimes I'll like find myself in like having no like no music on the car, just sitting for 45 minutes when I'm driving out to Malibu, thinking about like matches that I should have won. And it's like, that's the hardest part about getting old, and especially not having like any redemption anymore, is like, that's what it's like as a competitor. It's gone.
You know, that's like my life, part of my story too, just the regret. And I reflect,
there's a lot
on
of regret, dude.
Yeah, this is the advice. If you're a kid, up and coming athlete or whatever, any you choose sport, to do, dude, any sport, the main thing you have to focus on is fun. I stopped having fun.
Dude, for sure.
If I would have just had fun at the state tournament, I would have at least placed it.
You would have
top
won.
Eight. I would have at least placed top
think
six.
You would have won, man.
I was ranked second.
Were you seated?
Second.
Oh, that's close.
Yeah. I always drop the ball, man. Dude,
I don't know what to say.
Man.
It hurt.
I got into, you know, that's when I started drinking the beers, but you know, that's the past. I'm sober now. I learned from it. But
you think your wrestling career may have tricked you into like whatever, boozing too hard?
Like, no, it's because of my
lack of structure, perhaps.
No, the wrestling that taught me discipline.
I'm saying when that went away, when you went to college.
Oh yeah,
and like the lack of discipline. Because
I gave it all away. Because I remember my coach. Shout out to Brandstetter. He was after the season my senior year. He goes, "So you gonna plan on wrestling in college?" I go, "Nope."
Dude, there's a lot of kids. Like
yeah,
that.
I was just, I'm done.
Yeah,
but it somehow, in a weird way, it started haunting me, because even when at Arizona State, they had this
what
little
was the program like that. Was it like a, because now they're fucking great.
Back then they were up and coming. They had a few kids, but not like they are now. Mm-hmm. You know, with who's their coach?
Zahid Valencia.
No, who's their coach?
He's an Olympian. Fucking.
It's God. Not Kendall Cross.
No.
It's the other guy.
Zeke Jones. Zeke Jones.
It was before Zeke. And
who was before Zeke?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he was around back then as an assistant coach.
Way. No way. He was like he was not wrestling back then, but Zeke Jones was definitely on. I think he was coaching the USA team at that point.
Yeah, but anyway, so I'm on campus just doing my thing, skateboarding around campus,
just chilling,
doing the normal college thing. I ended up bumping into the 105 freestyler Olympic dude that he practiced with the team, and he was looking for a workout guy, and I told him, "Hey, I used to wrestle." So I just ended up, I remember I didn't even have shoes. And I go, he looked like a man, you know, was there 105 freestyle.
Was this like the Sunkissed Kids thing back
then? I think so. So, you know.
Okay.
So I ended up, you know, I took him down a few times. But that went to show me, it goes to show me like, I'm smoking cigarettes. I'm smoking Newports. I'm like out of shape, and I took him down a few times.
Yeah.
I mean, he ended up taking me down.
Eventually, the thing is like with those, like I, like right when I got to college, I wrestled with this guy, with my head coach, Keith Gavin.
Yeah.
Who's a world team member.
Yeah.
NCAA champion. And I was like, first minute, I was like, he wasn't like getting on my legs. I got on his legs a bunch of times. And then just the pace those people put on you after a while.
Yeah, it's a different thing.
Oh, dude, it'll beat you into the fucking ground.
But your technique was still there.
Yeah,
you said you got to his legs,
dude. No, I was good, man. I wrestled. Yeah, after high school, I went to the University of Pittsburgh, got recruited there by Drew Headley, and then they got a whole new coaching staff because there was a crazy fucking scandal there.
I wonder
if I could talk about this. Actually,
Think about it
for my boys.
Yeah,
you know what? It doesn't matter. I'm free.
Oh, okay, I'm okay, free of it. Okay, so
no. Yeah, there's this fucking crazy thing where there's this whole. Oh man, that's actually kind of funny to talk about. But these kids went on a fucking. The Southern Scuffle.
It's a big tournament.
Big tournament. All these fucking kids go back.
Is that a preseason tournament?
No. It's a college mid-season powerhouse tournament. Midlands and the Southern Scuffle.
Gotcha.
And now Cliff King.
It was before Midlands, though.
Yes.
Midlands towards the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they had this fucking, these kids at Pitt at this time, where the culture was so different than it is now. It was a fucking party animal school.
Pitt was?
Dude, the team was just fucking insane.
Did you all live together at the dorms?
Yeah, lived together in the dorms and all moved in the house together. Dude, the Pitt fucking culture then was just a bunch of hard-nosed yinzers, motherfuckers.
Yeah,
and they
just
fucking partied crazy. And the season would come around and
you guys would drink beers
it didn't
and
really
stuff?
Change much. Oh. I wasn't on the team at this point, but this was the year before. This is the year I was getting recruited. These kids all went to fucking the Southern Scuffle or something. And long story short, dude, they fucking go back to the hotel. They all lose because they're not really training hard anymore. They order a bunch of hookers to the fucking home. This is a high school team with like coaches in the other room.
This is
crazy. Dude, ordering hookers to the room. Hookers come, decide they don't want the hookers, decide to not pay the hookers. Hookers go fucking berserk, start throwing fucking chandeliers at people, throwing things at everybody. And
during their season,
In the middle of the season.
Wow.
And
that's crazy.
Dude, crazy.
Yeah.
And there's a fucking, and like, this, oh my God, it was fucking gnarly.
Yeah.
And just throwing, and like throwing lamps were broken all around the thing. Crazy fights broke out.
I'm sure there's news stories like, were there?
Dude, it was just like, it was, and then a week later, the head coach gets fired.
Of course.
And then I'm getting recruited my senior year to a team with no head coach.
As heavyweight?
And now I think they wanted me to be a heavyweight. Yeah, they saw my frame. Yeah, they thought I could get up to like two, like a Kyle Snyder character.
Yeah.
Like a 220 pounder.
Yeah,
but I'm not as good as him.
Oh, he's pretty damn good. Pretty damn good.
But yeah, so that happened. And dude, and then Keith Gavin comes in and then he hires Coach Jordan Lean. And these two come in. They completely turn the whole program around. And now it's just a bunch of hard-nosed guys. And then we have Nino Bonacorsi, Mickey Phillippe, Cole Matthews. There's a ton of real tough kids on that team now. That are all like, the culture's totally. But before, dude, these kids would be fucking going crazy doing drugs. Drug tests weren't happening.
Right, right. People section is Pitt? Are you guys Big
ACC.
Ten? Oh, ACC. Okay, ACC.
But maybe it was I don't know what it was before. It was with Lehigh before. I don't remember what that section was called. But yeah, dude, you wouldn't believe the fucking shit that you see these like, high level, like I could tell you stories when we're not listening, but like, dude, some of these fucking guys that you're like, oh, they must be training like crazy, are getting blacked out the weekend before NCAAs,
and they're still placing.
They're winning.
Get the hell, really?
I swear to God,
they're winning.
They're winning, and they're winning multiple times.
So you're telling
me, dude? I want to tell you something. I can't call you.
Just censor yourself.
All I'm saying.
So you're
saying these guys are winners.
You don't have to say any names, but this intrigues me.
How cool is that?
Because me looking as a fan, I'm thinking these guys are not drinking beers.
They're not drinking beers. They're especially not.
And they're running. I'm thinking they're running every morning. But you're telling me these guys are getting blackout drunk and still winning.
This kid's getting blackout drunk 5 days before NCAAs. Missing practices.
Missing
practices? Missing practices.
Before the national tournament.
There's times, in the middle of the season where they won't wrestle because they don't feel like making weight.
But don't you have qualifiers you have to do?
You have to make enough matches, but some matches, and like, this is a, we're not going to get into
this. Okay, yeah, we won't do, okay.
But these guys, not on my team, this isn't Pittsburgh I'm talking about. Yeah. These are kids that I know of other schools, and I have a bunch of friends who wrestle a bunch of, dude, these guys are crazy. Crazy.
Yeah.
And they're just like, but that's some of those people. It's like a John Jones character. They just turn it on when the lights come on.
They're just gifted that way.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
And there's something, like they said, I listened to Rogan talk about this. He was talking about how, like, there's something to be said about those loose cannon people that don't try to hone them in. Let them be the loose cannons they are. Because that's what when they get on the mat or in the ring or in the octagon, that's what turns them to be fucking animals, dude. It's that loose cannon.
My coach used to talk, it's showtime.
Showtime.
And for a theatrical actor, it's when the curtains are put to the side and it's showtime.
And there's people who won't read the plays, won't do the work, and can show up and just be present and do it.
And just do it. That fascinates me.
Fascinates
that
me too.
That fascinates me.
Yeah, dude. I guess I was a mixture of one of those characters. Because there's times in my life where I wasn't, training my hardest, but I was still winning a lot. But when college comes around, dude, the separation starts to separate real quick about like, dude, oh my God. You wrestle some of these kids in practice. You've never been. We had this one day in practice. This is going to be fun for you.
Yeah.
One day where instead of live, usually we do like three matches, which is a lot. Live. Like 21 minutes of wrestling.
Guys
three matches.
Run your weight.
Yeah. You wrestle with guys around your weight. Mm-hmm. Maybe I wrestle like, I was weighing probably 210 at the time wrestling, 85 pounders, 95 pounders. No, 82, 84, 95, 97, and.
So it's three minutes. You just go at it. On
dude,
your
no,
feet,
three matches. We wrestle.
Oh, you
full,
do three.
Three
two,
full
two,
matches.
Two, two. Okay. Yeah.
Well, 3-2-2 because of college.
Yeah, three.
Okay. Three-minute first period in college.
I thought it was 2-2-2.
No.
Oh, it's 3-2-2.
And that's a big adjustment as well.
That,
3 minute first period?
That's
oh
a
my
long
God.
Period.
I remember getting taken down and like getting doing riding time. I got ridden and won a match when the guy had 5 minutes of riding time on me.
How?
Third period.
Oh, you took him down.
Third period, took him down, caught him. And then took him down in overtime.
Yeah, a better gas take.
Dude, maybe he wasn't very good on his feet, and he got lucky with the first takedown. Right. He just put a leg in and just started ripping my hip out.
Yeah.
But dude, you're gonna love the story.
Yeah.
So in college, this one day, we're all like fucking. I think it may be postseason, and instead of live, which is normal, we usually have a pretty well structured practice. We just go to practice. It's the same thing every day, and that's just what it is. One day he's like, "All right, we're gonna do a match of first to 50 points."
What?
So you're wrestling everybody around the room. And he called the blows whistle.
What, different
goes,
weights?
Like, No, you're wrestling everybody around your way. There's a bunch of guys. It's probably 30 guys on the 30-guy roster.
Okay. Geez.
And you have to, if, as soon as you score 30 points, you can be on everybody else. You switch every probably 5 minutes. You get to be done. And the studs on the team are done in 10 minutes because they just beat the shit out of some scrubs that are like the walk-ons. Oh, and they're off. And then there's someone like me and a couple of my other guys where we're there fucking 25 minutes after everybody's done practicing. There's one kid on our team, but he had a bad day. Oh, man. I hope he... He was just like not wrestling well.
Yeah.
And he probably scored 5 points in like 2.5 hours. Just like, you'd be wrestling and you'd be like, get a call tie and his ear would be next to you. Just like, just take me down, man. And I'll just let you be. He put himself as a martyr. He was a martyr. He died for our sins. He let us score like 20 points on him.
And he would just give up?
Oh, dude. He was just at this point. It was a bad practice for him. Yeah. And he was just sitting there. He was like in your ear. He'd be like, you just feel like it's almost like, I actually heard Thomas Gilman say this about like when you hear like a dead, like it's like, he's a psycho guy, but he was talking about like when he was hunting, he's like, he heard that noise in someone, like the last breath of a deer, like he felt that in someone when he was wrestling them. And I felt this guy that day is just like, ugh. And he just like would let you turn him all over the mat.
He was there forever.
Dude, they don't let you leave.
Oh, you're just there?
You're there until you score 50 points.
There's no exceptions.
Dude, there you're there until you may have class later.
There's no time involved. Dude,
it
could be that 5 in the morning.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying. It's like it's to 50 points.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And then we did one 30-minute match, and that was crazy too.
Oh jeez. Yeah. Well, college is a whole different type of wrestling, wouldn't you say, from high school?
It's so different.
Just the riding and the
riding time, the hand fighting, the everything. Dude, I got the shit beat out of me. I was not cut out for it, but I went, and I'm happy I did it.
Yeah. So how long were you at Pitt doing this?
A year and a half. And then I dropped out to act because fuck that. It was so hard. But dude, then, you know, hindsight, I'm like, I think about it a lot. And I'm a big fan. And I'm a big supporter of my program. But like, you know, I think about like, what if?
Yeah.
But dude, I got this
You're
shit.
You're doing well right now. I mean.
Yeah, man. I got some shit going on, which is tight.
Yeah, let's get into that. So you when did you? So you finished at Pitt. Then
so I actually in like high school developed like a pretty big social media following.
I could see that. I just saw your followers.
I know, dude. It's
400,000.
Yeah, $400,000 or something like that. Yeah, it is a lot. But it's like, dude, I got in like kind of. I don't want to be ever like self-deprecating too much, mm-hmm. but it wasn't something I was like working towards. It was like kind of like in the beginning of Instagram, like the algorithm.
Yeah,
was, like,
I don't understand it.
Me neither.
Yeah.
But it was like early on, like I went wakeboarding with this guy who was a photographer. He posted a picture of me. I gained like 1,000 followers in 1 minute. And he had like 50,000 because he's a photographer.
Oh, wow.
And then I started gaining followers and I just started fucking snowballing from there. And then I got kind of thrusted in like 10th grade to go into like these influencer things and being an influencer.
Let's talk about that. How does that even work?
Bizarre, dude. You wouldn't believe these fucking guys.
So they pay these kids just, hey, can I go show up to this thing?
Dude, go up to this meet and greet and then sign pictures.
And they pay you for that?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Dude, it was weird. It was something that I...
Wait, would these companies contact you?
Companies would contact me. Tours... Where these kids would just go and not like go on stage. And dude, it was so fucking embarrassing. In hindsight, it was a good way to make some dough in high school because young high school, like 9th grade. And I just had people thrusting me into like, you're an influencer now, go do this. But I'm like, dude, I gained all these followers, but just, I don't know what the fuck happened.
Yeah, you don't know.
And it wasn't like I was ever.
That wasn't your intent.
I wasn't grinding on like Vine.
No.
You know, I wasn't on Vine.
You weren't
like
making videos.
No, dude.
Choreographing
dance
videos.
It just fell into my lap.
It just happened.
I just wanted to wrestle, to be honest.
And it just happened.
It just happened.
So you met this photographer guy, got that, met
He started, and then he was like, we need to cultivate this, dude. And then he just started to be like.
So you became your manager kind of,
A
little
for
bit?
For sure. Became my
your
manager.
Your social media kind of guy?
Social media, I guess it would be a manager type. But so that happened, and then that started steamrolling into like fucking more and more. And then I got thrust into this like category of being an influencer where I was like, what the fuck's going on?
What does that even mean?
And I meet these guys who like have this like. Sense of that they're fucking they have this like real thing, like they think that this is like a gift that they have you know what I mean,
and you come from a world where you have to earn every point.
Dude, I was fucking wrestling out to LA in 11th grade actually, junior year, for the first quarter of high, so in New York we had 4 quarters,
first quarter of high school
of my junior year I moved out to LA to like to start acting like full time, and then I left LA and went back to wrestle again.
You missed it.
Dude, no, I had to.
You just had
My life would have been, I would have had so much regret if I didn't do that.
Yeah.
But dude, yeah, thrust into so, this so influencer
thing.
So you did this
influencer thing that you didn't plan on doing.
Dude, it was just like, I was like such an oddball at these things. These kids are going on stage.
And how do they act towards you? Like, hey man, so hey, my name is Charlie.
Hey man, let's link and build, yeah, you know? And I was like,
so I'm an influencer, this is my channel.
Yeah, this is my channel. And yeah. What we do is we try to create a brand. Everyone talks about branding. They're branding themselves, and I'm branding myself as the emo punk, yet relationship talks, you know, it's like that's the first shit that you'd hear.
Such these a kids, weird world,
dude. There'd be these tours where kids would go on stage.
Wait. There's
tours. There's I went tour. On tour.
There's influencer.
I got one
tours.
Of like two stops where you sit at a desk and you sign papers like you're an ex WWE wrestler.
You know what? I didn't think this world existed, but I was at Target and there's a couple girls with the fancy camera. I didn't know who it was.
Yeah.
And I asked, hey, what kind of camera is that?
You do vlogs, don't you, right?
Yeah, but this, I ended up being her name's Emma Chamberlain.
Oh, she's humongous,
I right? know. She's I didn't like know who she was. I know, dude. But check this out. So I'm just chilling here playing video
playing
games.
Warzone?
I start getting DMs. Hey, you're on so-and-so's vlog.
Whose vlog was that?
Emma Chamberlain.
Oh, you were on?
I was in Target.
Like, look at this guy. Was she like?
No, it was my voice. I have a distinct voice.
Oh, yeah, you
voice.
Do have a distinct voice, yeah. For sure.
So they're like, we knew it was you. Is that
so
you?
Fucking funny.
And I go, yeah, I was at Target today. Or, yeah, you're in her so-and-so's vlog, man. You
oh
made
my
it.
God.
And I'm like, who is? And I looked her up, like what millions
got,
of
followers. How many subscribers do you have? Like 20 million?
Millions.
Millions.
Millions,
dude. I'm not like a follower of YouTubers. Not for any diss, but just as
but that's what opened my eyes to this world of, oh, she's like more popular.
Was she
doing
makeup? Did she do makeup?
I don't know, dude. I don't know how that works.
I can't keep up.
They'll pay her just to eat a hamburger. Hey, film
dude,
it.
So shit like that was like happening for me on a much smaller scale. And I always wanted to act. My dad was an actor and I was trying to take acting seriously back then. And like, I always like, and I kind of, I don't want to say rebranded because the whole sense of branding is so fucking.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
But I like, just don't understand that word.
I don't even know what it
means.
Like, what's my brand? Dude, I'm just like posting goofy shit.
If you have like a clothing line, I understand that.
Yeah.
That's your
dude,
brand.
People build it. Like, yeah, dude, I don't.
But branding yourself, like I'm a brand. I'm branding. Like what?
What's your brand, Steve?
I have that. That's a, maybe.
What
I could
would
learn.
You say? What's the Stevie Weeby Show's
it,
brand?
It's maybe a subculture of just interesting people that I want to interview, whether it's a fellow wrestler, musician, rapper, skateboarder. It doesn't matter. Yeah, for recreation.
Oh,
for recreation.
Getting around?
Yeah, getting around, you know, doing a little shove a tune, you know, just fun.
Yeah.
But that's a great question. Maybe I need to learn. I need to learn.
Dude, fuck that shit. I don't know. I just personally.
Do I need to go to a convention?
Let's say I'll do a TED
Tanner's
talk.
Friend.
I'll do a TED talk. Hi, I'm Tanner's friend.
Yeah.
Hi, Steve.
Yeah. Well, how do I enter into this branding world?
Dude, I don't know. Honestly, what I'm saying is that
I'm
the oddball, like the way you.
No, I'm trying to learn from you, though, because you're you somehow.
Go look at my Instagram. It's not very branded, man.
You're doing something, right? You
hopefully,
are.
I just try to be. This is gonna sound so fucking clear. I just want to be myself. You
but
know,
you
like
are,
that, that's
I mean,
like,
yeah, but it. You learn. You kind of. It's kind of like fake it till you make it.
Certainly.
That I mean, applies to this and branding and you. You're like, I don't. I'm just gonna.
Well, I've just gone a totally different direction than it was kind of set out for me in that sense. Like people pushed me to be like the influencer and started making YouTube videos, and I tried for a little bit and I hated it. And I tried to hang out with these fucking young Hollywood kids and I hated it. And I just fucking.
What did you not like about it,
dude? Probably.
Just the lingo.
I don't like the word lit. I can't hear the word lit.
I hate it. I freaking hate that word lit. So much. Lit. What do you? What a candle?
And apparently,
what are you a candle?
What are you
lit?
Fucking candle, dude.
Yeah, you're a candle.
Are you
a
fucking
candle?
What's
lit about this?
Nothing.
I don't understand.
I don't get it. I feel like, but then like, yeah, dude. Like these Hollywood kids out here, dude. It's just like you're so. Jaden, you're always talking about your follower count. You're always talking.
Yeah.
Dude, I've heard people like actually be like, "Well, my friend Phil wants to come over. How many followers Phil got?
Who cares,
dude? I know
what.
That's
what does that matter?
That's just the shit I heard when I was like 17.
Wow,
out here. And
dude.
I've stepped, dude. And a lot of people like being like, getting, you see wow. influencers start fighting when they're drunk and start, and then the big thing they would say,
what would
each other,
they fight about? They're getting paid doing nothing.
No, they would fight with each other about like, you bitch and whatever. And then you see the big thing, they'd be like, you're fucking irrelevant. That's like calling like the C word. Like that's, he's calling an influencer irrelevant is like, dude, you wouldn't believe the fucking meltdown.
You know what? When I think of that talk, that's like privilege, spoiled talk.
Oh, dude. And I, yeah, you know, and you tying back to wrestling.
And you're from the East Coast. I mean, that's a whole different mentality out there too.
Dude, no way.
You know what I'm saying?
I had my homies back. Like I always checked myself because I always had people be like, fucking lame. Like, you know, I had my buddies back home. They were just, they would rip me.
Wow.
But long story short, got thrust into kind of that influencer thing that wasn't really my jam, to say the least. No. And I kind of went counterculture and I could have post high school. I was like, the plan was, all right, Tanner's going to go to LA and start acting full time.
Good.
I completely just stopped posting on Instagram, just went to Pittsburgh and started wrestling. I just literally, I was like, fuck that. And I just threw it all away. Not throw it all away. My mom was like crying because my mom was like thinking,
what
like,
are you doing?
You're going to be a star.
Oh, you know? Because of these, because of no, today's she, world and this social world, media.
She saw what I had. She saw like the draw that was coming to me. And she's like, no. And my dad, obviously being the dad, he's like, I think Tanner could be an NCAA champ. And yeah, like, you know, they were so conflicting. But like my mom was like, dude, there was a fucking, it was a polarizing decision to say the least for me to
but
like
can't you influence out how do you even define dude, influence gotta, what does it even mean
I, that's what I'm saying
can't you influence on the East Coast and Pitt?
What does it mean to influence no but literally the thing is about doing branded paid posts would be like the thing that's like the shit
well, I don't even know what you just said was alien language what does that even mean
like fucking
branding
so like Clear Sail recently hit me up to pay me blank amount of money to post something for them
Clear Sail. So what was the deal? I mean, you don't have to disclose it. We don't have to talk figures. They offered you to do it.
They offer you money and they're like, hey, post this. It's like advertisement.
But on your Instagram.
Through your
personal account.
Through your brand.
Okay, no. My next question is, can you script it yourself or do you have their script
they
to
probably
read?
They hit you with like some things they want you to say about the product and whatnot. Dude, it's real commercialized.
I can't hate you. I mean, it's money, man.
Dude, I mean, I'm
some bills there. You know?
I'm just as much probably on the same wavelength as you, Steve, and the fact that like, I find it cringy and lame.
Yeah.
But that's why I fucking took that. I just went to Pittsburgh and went to fucking, not only did I go to a city, like I went to fucking hardcore, like red Pittsburgh. Like Pittsburgh's a fucking hardcore city, dude. And those guys get
how
that.
How do you define that? What's the difference between red? Like how?
Red and blue. You mean?
Oh, red and blue. Conservative. Red and blue. Oh, conservative. Okay.
Very conservative.
Political. It's
yeah.
Red, honky Republican.
Tonk. Yeah.
Yeah. So
sort of Republican. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're,
if you will,
conservative, red.
To say the least.
And it's a wrestling community.
Wrestling,
like
hard
nose,
blue collar. And I come in there with all these followers. Dude, safe to say that team didn't accept me very, very quickly.
They looked at you differently because of your social media status?
Dude, they would like not invite me over to parties that the whole team was at.
So it had a conflicting effect.
Oh, dude, they're like, this guy's a fucking
You're one of those.
Yes.
So how did you kill that stereotype?
Wrestle hard, I guess. And also, wrestle hard. But, dude, it was also, I'm going to be honest, it's probably a lot of the reason why, I mean, leaving Pitt wasn't because I was like, I want to act full time. I'm done wrestling. A lot of it is, I just felt like I was like a sore thumb. I stuck out like a sore thumb.
Wow.
And it's so weird because
that's a big part of wrestling is the acceptance and the
community, the team, the camaraderie.
Yeah, camaraderie, the teamwork.
But dude, I have some great friends there and I love those guys.
Yeah, man.
But in the beginning, dude, it was definitely like, who the fuck's this guy thinking who he is fucking?
They thought you're a Cali, like just, who's
dude,
this
and then
Cali
I come out to
boy?
Cali and I'm the fucking guy. They pretend like I'm their security guard when I'm walking out. I remember these kids, all these influencer kids would be like, this is Tanner, our security guard. I'm like, I don't really know if I like being called that.
No.
It was, dude, it was
just as many followers, except.
Yeah,
this
I mean,
guy.
Dude, that wasn't even a thing that I marked as worth at all.
Yeah.
And I just got
yeah.
put out here because people told me to.
That's so crazy.
You know, I just
kind of.
We're
in such a weird time.
I was
right
just getting
now.
Pushed and pulled. But then I'm someone, I'm not trying to toot my horn, but I just like completely just, I rejected it so much that I went, like, yeah, I went to Pittsburgh and wrestled there for a year and a half, and then I decided to come back out here, and I don't really do that shit. I just act full time now, and that's why I studied theater, and which also, dude, imagine a bunch of wrestlers on your team be like, this fucking theater dude.
There's some jokes in the locker room there.
Now,
if Cliff Keen wanted to sponsor you, or then hit you know, me what up, mean? Cliff or Keen. Like Asics or Nike, dude, you know what I'm saying? That would be dope because it's like wrestling.
I always try to find ways to like integrate myself back into like that.
So I don't know if they're going to be listening to this, but Cliff Keen, if you're out there, holler at my boy here.
I don't know when I'd wear headgear, but I'll put it on and take a picture.
You could do it on a post. Just wear it around your apartment, whatever you want to do. So then you went from Pittsburgh back here, right?
So I went to Pittsburgh, studied theater, and I was a double major theater.
What school?
University of Pittsburgh.
Oh, theater there?
Yeah.
Oh, so you did theater
program.
There. Oh.
Theater program at school. So I went to school like with this kind of, because I always wanted to act. I was doing theater. And my dad was taught an acting class out where we were from in Long Island, and I acted ever since I was young. And then I always had this, like, you know, that was always the career goal for me. Mm-hmm. I don't know when the inception happened, but I was always like, oh, I'm going to be an actor.
What kind of influence, what kind of films did you like really like?
Dude, I'm really
into
it.
What were you into? Like,
Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Casino.
I just saw Irishman, by the way.
What do you think?
It was long. I had to take a break at like 2 hours in.
I had to take a break and
eat a popsicle, drink a sparkling water, put in one of these.
Because
of wrestling, I dipped for so many years.
I dipped for a long time as well. Went to Pitt, picked up fucking dipping.
Yeah.
That was a nasty habit.
Yeah, I just, you know, it's a part of the culture, you know. You know how it happens.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that's...
Hey, Lee.
Yeah.
Try that. You know, you're in the van.
Oh, okay.
I got some skull, man.
I hope they like me.
Got lightheaded. Hey, Lee.
Yeah.
Cutting weight in the sauna. Hey, Lee.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Dude, and honestly, it helps. Curbs your appetite.
I got addicted.
It's good. Yeah.
I got to a point. I stopped spinning. No, I got into that as well. I did it all. Mm-hmm. I did it all. But going back to, you have an interesting story because you did that. You wrestled, then... You were part of this influencer community, then you kind of rejected that.
Honestly, I feel like I told that story pretty well.
But you did.
So I went to Pitt, was studying theater, taking some great theater classes there, and really started getting, like, really diving into acting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the community at Pitt, they were my boys. Mm-hmm. Nonetheless, they're my boys. And I think since I've left, our bond has only grown stronger. Because they were always telling me, because they're like, they don't really have any future besides wrestling. And wrestling, you know, where's the payoff? I'm going to fight.
Tough. You could either coach, or assistant
fight.
Coach.
Or fight.
Yeah. UFC.
Yeah.
MMA.
I'm down with that. I'm down with that.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to look into that?
No, dude. Okay, I mean, in a...
No, but you would be good because you already have kind of a jiu-jitsu background from your wrestling.
Yeah, dude. I heard the transitions.
Yeah.
Have you ever rolled jiu-jitsu at all?
No, my friend keeps...
That's weird that you haven't gotten into
it.
You dig it.
You think so?
Dude, I wrestled like you, and I was a big fan of I love wrestling. And I went to jiu-jitsu. Dude, these guys can't wrestle. I mean, it's weird in the guard. Guard play is weird, but I went to 10th Planet in Burbank.
Yeah, Eddie Bravo has been on here.
Has he?
Yeah, and then he's, you know, because...
Did he try to talk you into jiu-jitsu?
No. I kind of, in passing, I asked him, hey, because he has a lot of schools around.
Tons of them.
Yeah,
right?
but you know, as a wrestler, we're trained not to be on our back.
It's bizarre.
You know, it's like,
but then
you have to flip that.
But then wrestle, dude... Yeah, well, I found, it's such a more relaxed sport.
It is.
Like, you can chill. There's a lot of chilling in jiu-jitsu.
So you could just
a lot of guys getting stoned and going to jiu-jitsu. Nobody's getting stoned and going to wrestling practice. Besides one kid on my team that I can't.
Wait, so you could relax in a position, you could be in
guard. There's a lot of chilling in jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard, and it's fucking, you get choked to sleep, and that's not cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But I honestly, to find like an outlet for my... need to compete, kind of.
Yeah.
I started doing a little bit of jiu-jitsu, which I found to be...
How does a point system work in jiu-jitsu? Like, does it take down?
Takedowns count. Ed Ruth went to a jiu-jitsu. My buddy Dom Forries, shout out Dom Forries, went to University of Pittsburgh, 3-time NCAA qualifier.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be watching for sure.
Who's the kid that beat Metcalf, that classic win? That kid.
Darren Caldwell?
Yeah, Caldwell.
Where he pushed him. Do you see the Metcalf
documentary? He ended up being a great fighter.
Amazing, yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, he's in Bellator.
He's a champ, for sure. Yeah. But you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, Darren Caldwell. That was the most legendary match. You remember seeing that match?
I watch it once every month.
Me too. I watch it all the time. That was he headlocks him in the first period. Oh my God, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Then Metcalf, and he was so mean and scary. And
he was like a bull.
Do you ever see? There's a documentary coming out about him. I think tomorrow.
About Metcalf? Yeah.
On Flow Wrestling.
He didn't quit. He wrestled the freestyle.
He was on the world team. And now he's now he's coaching
wrestling at, Jordan Oliver.
Yeah, they wrestled a bunch of matches. He's so fucking good.
Yeah,
he's older too. Yeah, crazy.
I'm sorry, it always goes. You know, it's,
we always
it's,
tie back.
We always go back. We
haven't. I haven't had this camaraderie in LA in a long time talking about wrestling. I miss
it a lot. I'm a fan. Like I try to keep up with it.
Dude,
all.
I gotta look. If you ever want to like talk with some wrestlers, I can link
you. Friends
you
with Nick Piccinini.
He would love to come on the podcast, dude.
I'm a fan. I've watched all of his matches. Yeah. All of them.
Yeah, him and Spencer.
Even when he pinned Spencer Lee. He's been Spencer Lee, dude.
Nikki. He loves that shit, dude.
That was epic.
I literally just started getting chills thinking about that moment. Dude,
and
that was
the
craziest
thing. At their arena, right?
Dude,
at Gallagher.
She was crazy.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Did you see that match where who's that kid he's from Siriano
Rutgers.
Wrestle? Who's the one that
was Ashnault.
Anthony Ashnault
versus the guy from Princeton?
No,
he shot him down. Yeah, that was
so
fucking
you
crazy.
You beat the kid from Oklahoma at the end of the match.
G-Feller.
G-Feller. Kaden or something. And he went like this to their bench.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
That was disrespectful.
That was disrespect.
That was mad disrespect.
And he pushed him.
Yeah. No. Yeah, and then that dude, yeah. Wrestling's the shit. Man.
I've rewinded
I'm glad
that.
You were, I didn't know you were into it.
Oh, no.
I thought you were into it, but I didn't know you
were
really
into
it.
No, I watch it. I'm a fan. Like, yeah. Even shout out to my man, Rich Salo. I wrestled with him, and he ended up wrestling in Minnesota. Division two, but he's in Arizona now, I hadn't seen him since high school. And then I went to visit him after my dad passed, you know, just to check up on him to see how he's been. And the whole time, guess what we were doing?
Talking about wrestling, just chopping
we
it up.
We were just on YouTube watching wrestling.
I love it. It's my favorite. It's like I'm so obsessed. Like I'm
obsessed.
Obsessed still. And dude, the thing is like, I got like a taste of like I've wrestled some kids that were really really
I'm
good.
Sure
some NCAA
did.
Champs.
I'm sure.
Wrestle with I'm gonna tell you after. Actually, this is I'm gonna save it. Yeah. But dude, yeah, like I just want, I'm excited to tell you about some of the people in the party stories of these people that you're, like you wouldn't believe.
Okay, I just thought of a school in your section, NC State, the Wolfpack.
Yep,
they're in your division, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
NC State.
Yeah, NC State.
The Hidley brothers.
Yeah, they have some good some good kids in there.
Yeah, I got recruited at NC State.
You did too.
Yeah.
How come you didn't?
I just like Pittsburgh, dude. And also, I wasn't, dude. They were like half recruiting me. I was good enough to be recruited. I was like, I was probably floating around 20th ranked guy in the country at my weight.
Wow.
But dude, these guys, that's not awesome. I mean, it's awesome, but like I was.
But that's a big deal. I mean, you have to think of every high school in America, dude.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's
that's
weird
a...
to be out in Hollywood and like no one knows me for that. And now people are like seeing me for this movie and shit. Like people are like I'm like going like out for these auditions and like. There's just such a totally other life that I was like, that was just like consumed. It's like so funny because like you come out here and like this part of like my life that like I was like high level, but not the highest level, but like I was like, and now I'm like getting into Hollywood and like going to these rooms and seeing these people of like another high level. It's like I've been like in both. So it's so different industries, not industries, but different cultures. So
yeah,
it's just so odd being like,
it's a different world.
And
man.
Then you feel people like you like hear about like all these guys that
like
the
bald
actors.
One of the Baldwins always goes to the NCAA.
Steven?
Yeah, one of the Baldwins.
He's
yeah, he's always
fan.
He's always at the
I
tournament.
With him,
yeah, that guy's a fan.
Fan.
So you would be surprised.
Is your brother fan?
My brother wrestled.
He did not. Actually, I think I did know that.
Yeah.
Someone told me that.
No, he could have wrestled varsity his
was
senior
he good?
Year. Yeah, he could have wrestled varsity.
Was he a small guy like you?
Yeah, he was 125, but they're like, for your senior year, you're going to be 105. He went to rehab.
Oh, instead.
Didn't want to cut the...
I went to rehab instead.
So the way it worked in our culture at Poway, once you're done with wrestling, you're dead. You're dead to the coach. You're dead.
Dead to the school.
Yeah,
girls
you don't matter anymore.
Like,
yeah, you're a ghost.
Was that like a thing? Like people are getting laid because they're on the wrestling team and stuff like that. Was it like? Was there a culture?
Not for me. I was a little odd. I was a little odd.
Were you in the subculture?
Yeah,
like
because I was with going to church camp.
Oh.
So
were you raised like Catholic?
Yeah, well, Christian.
Christian.
Yeah, I was going to Hume Lay. I was going to all the church.
That's
yeah, so I wasn't getting the girls.
You weren't getting laid.
No, not
school.
At all. Not. Zero.
You're telling me all those
zero.
Wins didn't
zero.
You didn't feel a little bit?
I could have.
They didn't throw a little bit at you.
So because I won sectionals. I won San Diego
good.
Section.
And especially at Poway, that's a fucking powerhouse school.
Yeah,
wrestling.
Yeah.
You were good.
Yeah, yeah, I was. But that was. It seemed like a whole lifetime ago, buddy. You know,
the funny thing about wrestling is it just fucking snaps you right back into it.
But you know what trips me out is back then we wrestled in this janky ass the gymnastics room, right? Now There's a whole facility. There's a like high-tech, state-of-the-art facility. And I'm like, well, we didn't have that. Mm-mm. They have, you know, it's a training facility. And I'm just like, wow.
These high school teams are getting a lot of funding from their school as well.
Not only that, they're, like you said, you started in, like, younger than me. Grade. Yeah. They have a whole program. It's called Slammers.
Oh, like kids
where club. They're recruiting second, third, first, you know, these little Dude, guys.
Our team had 8 guys in the state tournament.
Really?
Out of 10 weights.
That's pretty damn impressive.
Dude, our team was ranked number one in New York at the time.
Well, can we shout them out real quick?
Shout out Mattituck High School. Shout out Corey Dolson, the fucking best coach ever.
Shout him out. Do you think he'll watch this?
I'll send it to him. He'll watch it. Dude, he'd love it. But yeah, he's like, yeah. This guy took us from young kids who are dads who were coaching us in kid program, which is a big shout out. Mm-hmm. But dude, we had this fucking team of kids that, dude, you wouldn't believe it. Like, it was like from when I started wrestling in seventh grade on varsity, the team was like placing fifth in the section for you, but it's called a county in New York. Mm-hmm. They're taking fifth in the county, mm-hmm. which is bad, especially in Division II. Like, so we're really bad.
How does it work? You have to place top 6 there, then top.
You have to win.
What qualifies you for your state tournament?
In D2, and so I wrestled Division II in New York. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have to win you have to win the county. You have to win.
You can't take second or third?
You can get a wild card potentially if you take second or third.
You have to win it.
But yeah, they give out a lot of wild cards. But yeah, you have to to get a real definite slot. You have to win.
That's a pressure, dude. That's a lot.
Dude, I was panicking, and I was teching everybody, but I was still panicking.
Oh, you're teching.
I was so nervous. I was a fucking.
How long were you talking about wrestling on this episode? About 80% of the time. I think so, yeah. I don't care.
People are gonna love it.
I love, and the thing is, just, you know, like, do you think? That this
we'll have platform, another episode where we talk about other shit.
Well, let's go back to, because I wanna plug the movies.
Dude, yeah. So I just did this Lifetime film.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
It's called The Pool Boy Nightmare.
Where do people watch it? On Lifetime?
It's
right?
on Lifetime. I think it's airing still. It aired a couple like last week, but it's still airing.
What was the audition process like for that?
Dude, I've been auditioning a good
couple
bit.
Rounds of that.
Couple rounds. Mm-hmm. You know how it is.
Yeah. Well, I did commercials.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did the Sour Starburst.
Sour
Starburst. Yeah. I had four rounds of that.
Dude, 4 rounds
of quick. Just this the sour phase. Yeah.
Wait, one more time. There it is.
It's at a Chinese restaurant. Yeah. Hey, Jimmy, come look at the baby. Yeah.
Do this
sound. I mean, 15, 20 grand on it.
How many? 15, 20 grand.
Yeah, 15, 20 grand at the end of the day. Yeah.
I didn't make a tenth of that in all of a fucking movie, dude.
Sour Starburst. But just let's talk about the competition and in the acting. Dude. There is a lot of competition.
Yeah, man,
I'm
taking acting really seriously now, dude. I kind of put my work ethic from wrestling into acting now. So like,
what you could do? You could do mind games at those auditioning places. You should do some mind games with them.
What's your recommendation?
Okay, so you have to. I know how it works. You go there. You sign in, right? You have to sign in, right?
Hands shaking.
Yeah, you just. Stephen Lee. Brent Miller.
Yeah.
I'm going to cross his name out.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Boom. Yeah. And then whisper something to his ear and go, you don't want this role. You don't want this part.
I hear these guys are a bunch of.
Or you go like this. You've been to the La Brea.
Yes.
South La Brea.
I've had some.
200.
I've had some.
20. You've been there, right?
I've had some bad moments there.
You follow him into Petco. Or you follow him into
the
parking
lot. That's the one
upstairs. Yeah. Hold up. You follow the guy before. Let's say people do smoke cigarettes. Yeah. You follow a guy that you know, and you go. You're gonna have to fight for this role.
Yeah. And I don't mean go in there and act your ass off.
No, you're gonna meet me in the parking lot.
There's gonna be fisticuffs.
I'm just kidding. No, but there is mind games involved.
Dude,
you
I go out there. I've been working hard at acting the past year.
Good
I
for
had
you,
this movie
man.
Come out, dude. I had to shot the short film. That also
good for you. Good for you, dude.
Me and my buddy just co-wrote it.
What was that stress level like? How did you memorize those lines and how did you prep for that?
For
that Lifetime thing,
dude. It was kind of odd because it was my first ever real acting gig. I've done some commercials.
That's a big time.
I've done some like little short films, but this is my first time really acting, and I was the lead in the fucking movie.
You were the lead.
And it was a great, experience, and the movie came out well, I think, and
Yeah.
It's a Lifetime film, dude.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying.
So as each audition passed, do you notice new kids showing up? Like, oh, I got to beat this kid out now. Like, at the end, it's you and this other kid.
I still feel the same way as I do when I'm standing on deck looking at someone.
You know what I mean? That type of thing.
This guy's trying to take my fucking paycheck from my children.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
But dude, it's a it's definitely, I just go in there and try to do my thing and be as present as possible. And I was lucky enough to be a part of this, do this thing. And yeah, memorizing lines wasn't as hard as I thought it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, when you're on set and you do a table read and you read the script a couple times, it's I felt it was, and dude, these fucking Lifetime films, especially on these low budget,
that's a big deal.
You get
Lifetime.
You get two takes, dude.
Is that a big deal? I don't know how that works. Is that a big deal?
You should talk to your brother about it. He's probably got like 40 takes for some things like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, on these.
Also, that's not a lot. You have to nail it.
Dude, there was a time, this was the most intense scene in the movie, where this crazy fucking dancing scene where I'm with this woman, I'm screaming in her face, going crazy. Because I play a fucking killer psychopath in the movie. And she's like, the guy, the producer comes out, he's like, all right, we're shutting down at 10. It's 9:56. You better get this now. It's like the second take, and I fucked up my lines twice.
Oh my goodness.
And like, all right, Tanner, this is you. If you don't get this, the movie's kaput.
So that's a lot of pressure because you
have. Dude, then you just go to tunnel vision wrestling mode.
Oh man, so you have to zone out.
Zoned out, and hopefully, it's Lifetime films are what Lifetime films are, but this one feels a little bit more grounded.
Oh,
than
dude,
most.
That's a big deal. I mean, how did your parents respond to this news of you booking
this big thing?
Dude,
they're super stoked. All my homies back home, all my buddies at Pitt, had viewing parties and we're watching it. It was hilarious. All like fucking mocking me with these cheesy lines and shit, like posting.
They loved it.
Oh, dude, just roasting me, but they loved it. They're supportive. Yeah. And I think it's cool, like, they see,
that's a big deal, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It was tight. Have you ever had any moments like that where people back home see you doing something, they're like, damn.
Well, I've only really done commercials.
But, dude, they see you on live TV, they take a fucking picture of you and be like,
yeah, I did a Taco
Steve, I just saw you on.
Ooh, fajitas. They'll do the fajitas line.
Yeah. The fajitas line. The token
fajitas.
Fajitas.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to cross the street downtown LA.
Very good.
Yeah.
Probably made some fucking change on that one.
Yeah, I mean, it got to a point where I shouldn't have gave up, but. Okay, I'll be honest. I was only in the commercial game. I was up for a Verizon. What's the thing where it's more than one commercial? A campaign.
Oh,
it was a Christmas.
Steve.
It was a Christmas Carol campaign one. So I had like several commercials.
Yeah.
I made it to the last thing. This other kid, me and him at the end. In the room, you know how those rooms are. You're in
cold.
The room, you have the producer, whatever, the director, whatever.
Yeah.
And they go, Steven, can you step aside and have so I was literally.
And how many rounds in was this?
This was five rounds. Like, this was the
when
very
five
last.
Rounds in, you're like, I'm getting this.
No, but this is what happened.
Where do you think you're going to get it?
No, this is what happened, though. In my mind, I knew I wasn't, because the whole time, everything that
was
kid did,
Asian
they were
laughing.
Yeah, it was another Asian kid. Same haircut.
No,
yeah, the same.
The
he looked like me. He looked like me.
Isn't it weird when
yeah,
you go
and
in
then,
there?
And then
it's like
you go, and they're like, Brian, good job, buddy. Hey, can you try doing it like this?
Yeah. And Steve, can you step up next,
Steve,
please?
Steve, back.
Yeah, Steve, four strides backwards. Yeah.
Steve, stay to the side.
Yeah.
We'll let you know.
Steven.
Brian.
Yeah, they start reprimanding
great,
you.
Brian. You do it this way. Sing it, and at. There was one moment when I knew, because I was in denial.
Yeah.
God, maybe if I get one more shot, I think I could beat him out. I think I could do it. But
What were you just saying? What was the line? Was it?
I don't know. It was some Christmas caroling, some singing and improvise. I don't know what it was. Dumb.
Yeah.
I didn't. He was actually doing a way better job than I was.
The truth is you watch yourself getting like literally pushed to the side. The hood slowly coming on.
Yeah.
And in your head, you're like, he's doing better than me.
But just imagine my face turning red and just eyes crossed, like, and I'm just panicking. Oh. And there comes the moment where they go, Steven, you could actually wait outside the room.
They push you. They're like, can you just step back a little more?
Yeah.
Look back. Actually, just right through that fucking door right there.
Yeah, so now I'm hearing the laughter outside.
No, so it's permanent. It's
and I'm sweating, and I'm like trying to, I'm, and then I was still not accepting of it. I'm like,
I'm still going to get this? Oh, no, Steve, the false confidence. Boy, have I been there. Dude,
and they didn't even tell me to. I had to just figure it out on my own.
You're just like
the guy was in there for so long. I just ended up just standing there. You know where?
Oh my god!
Like the next group of kids.
You just end up just getting up and going.
The next group of kids were lined up, and I'm still there, just smiling.
They never even brought you in.
No. Steve, I had to figure. I just had to just
imagine being that. But imagine being that guy. How good it felt to like not even see your competition. Dude, get a chance. Yeah. Dude, Steve,
no, you just had to slowly be
like realize as like all the white like it was like, there's no more Asian kids here anymore. No, it's no, like the, now it's no, like the different audition. Different, just like
this one's for Toyota. This is a whole different commercial that these other kids are for. But the painful thing was they aired the crap out of it.
He probably made so much money.
He made bank. Dude. He made.
But now they don't do that with commercials anymore.
I know, but back then he made bank. I know he did. He made like $50,000.
Dude.
It was a campaign, dude.
That's big money.
They played it all the freaking time where they knock, hey, and then he's wearing a red Christmas sweater doing the jingle.
You ever think about getting back into commercials?
No, I mean, that was the last straw. I mean, I booked
that one. That one hurt.
That was personal. That was personal. It got to a point.
That was personal.
It got to a point where I'm like, fuck. I put too much investment in it.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, this goes to show, you can't live in the expectations. You got to do it and leave and then stay out of it, right?
Dude, that's what I tried to do.
You know what I'm saying? Same thing with wrestling in
it's
life.
Dude, when you lose, let that shit go. And it's always like, you got to be real focused, very present. And when it's gone, it's gone. And pretend like you're on just the next thing.
It's done.
Dude, but that's so much harder. Easier said than done, bro.
Yeah.
I had this... do we have time?
Are we running? We got a couple more stories. Okay. Yeah.
The
hour flew by, though. I mean, that flew by.
Dude, wrestling talk just gets us going. What am I talking about? We got to get together when
wrestling comes back. Shout out to Nick Piccinini again.
Shout out Nick Piccinini.
Shout out to Mickey
Dude, Nick's going to love that. You know Nick's... Now he's going full-time fighting down at AKA. He's training at AKA, yeah. And now he trains at Gilroy.
He would love to come be here.
He would 100% come on the podcast.
I'd wear the Okie stick. I'm a fan of John Smith.
Dude, he would.
I'm a fan.
He could tell you some crazy stories about John Smith. I heard a Nick story from John. I had this little story about John Smith.
Imagine that guy being your coach. John Smith being your damn coach.
Dude, I heard this story about. Good. You want to hear a story about John Smith that I heard?
It's not his low single leg.
That's an infamous story.
His low single.
That's not even a story. That's a tale.
Well, his low single. Time.
The best. He invented it.
I know.
Yeah. You use a low single.
So we learned it from him.
Yeah.
Because during high school, we did a tournament.
The forearm on the mat, the head.
Yeah,
the
we
knee.
Did a tournament, and we were there the night before at their campus.
Mm-hmm.
It was some kind of national, dual tournament.
Oh, at Oklahoma State.
Yeah, it was a dark, and then we're like, no one's here. We had to weigh in. We want to check our weight. And we were let in, and he was there drilling with
his... He still wrestles.
Too. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
He was drilling. John Smith was drilling with his brother. And just sweat.
What's his name? Pat Smith.
Yeah, I don't know. But they were there in a dark wrestling room. And my coach, he was about to bust a nut. He was just like, oh, my God.
John Smith.
Yeah, I hear that.
So. I've had some moments like that. But I heard this story about John Smith. So Mike... this other story about someone getting on the scale, and when someone's not on weight and you step on the scale, John Smith just fucking bink, just knocks your block off. If you step on the scale, dude, you step on the scale and you're like 5 pounds overweight, weight day before weigh-ins, and you just did something real immature, dude. He smacks the Dude, he's a good old boy. He's an Oklahoma man, dude. He'll fucking smack the shit out of you. And I've never met him firsthand.
That's a lineage of toughness right there.
That's a bad man, dude. A family, but you know his brother was a 4-time national champ? Pat Smith?
That's a family, dude. I mean,
and then his nephew is on the team.
His son wrestled.
That's what son's on the team. Yeah, son.
Pat.
Is that his
son? Pat Smith, right?
Yeah, I think so. He's on the team. Let's just call him Pat for now.
Okay, his son wrestled. Yeah.
Where were we before? We were talking about auditions, weren't we?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I have an audition story with my fucking brother. So I moved out here. I was doing that influencer thing when I was like 15, 16.
Yeah.
And I had some auditions. I wasn't really taking acting seriously. I was just kind of just floating, you know, being a 16-year-old, dude. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I was just surfing a lot, just hanging out.
Yeah,
trying to get babes. And I go to this audition for the show, and I got the sides like fucking the day before, and I couldn't get off page to save my life. And I got in there, and they're like, all right, Tanner, listen here. You are the guy. They sent me down like, we wrote this role. We made for this you. Show literally because we saw you and we were like, this guy is perfect. I go in there. I literally am looking at it like fucking I can't believe you did that to me. Oh, Cindy, yeah, dude, stuttering. Yeah, yeah. And my brother is in the, my brother is my ride at the point. Cause he was like kind of helping me around, oh, just like giving no. me rides around like, yeah. to do my shit. Cause yeah. he was living out here too. And he gives me a ride. And me and my brother have this very tumultuous relationship where yeah, we get fucking,
older?
Yeah, he's 5 years older than me. And we get in crazy fist fights all the time still. Yeah. It's like, we're just fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But he fucking, I leave it and I'm like literally shitting my pants. They're like, we really, okay. Like literally, all they need me to do is say the fucking lines. I went in there literally, knees shaking, not being able to look up from the fucking sides and just like, having just a full-blown panic attack and literally forgot everything I learned in my seminar to acting class when I was 15. And I left and me and my brother, and my brother's like, dude, and my brother doesn't pull punches. He's like, dude, what the fuck were you thinking? And I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up, dude. We can't go into this right now.
He knew you blew it?
Oh, he knew I blew it. And he's one of those guys that like watches a lot of movies. So he like knows acting. And he like, he's like, dude, you fucking blew. You should have done it like this, man. I'm like, that Frank, let's just drop it. Later in the night, we're like, I don't know. We have a couple beers or something. 16-year-old having beers. Yeah. Yeah, we're having a couple beers or something. He's like, and we get in a fight, and we start like, and we, you've a brother, obviously. Yeah, you guys get physical and go crazy.
We used to. I pulled knives the whole time.
Oh yeah, me and my brother got in a fist fight probably like 6 months ago, and we're both in our 20s, like still fighting.
Yeah, well that's fairly. Yeah.
He's a wrestler too, and he's a hard nosed guy too. Mm-hmm. So we just go after it, and he fucking just looks at me. He goes, "Dude, I heard you in an audition. You'll never make." He's just one of those people that'll just say the most hurtful thing you could ever hear because you're like, "Fuck you, Frank." He's like, "I heard you in an audition. You were fucking embarrassing. Like they want you were the guy. Oh my god." He's like, "You suck at acting. You're fucking useless." And I just literally.
Did you snap at him?
I just went fucking berserk.
You saw black.
Saw black.
You blacked out.
Blacked out.
You did double leg.
Big double leg. One time we got in a fight in Santa Monica. My brother got socked in the face by some dude. And same year when I was out here. And I blacked out. My brother's like in this fight and they're all drunk. He's like, punch me, motherfucker. His little like Armenian guy's like, you're testing me, bro. You're testing me, bro. And then he's like, you fucking punch me, motherfucker. And he gets socked. And then I just went, it's over. And I just like picked him up with a double leg. And
Slam him?
He hit his head really, really hard.
He slammed him. That was a Pittsburgh double.
Pittsburgh double. The Steel City.
Did a pit double on him.
Dude,
wow.
But yeah, there's been a lot of moments. Have you ever had to use your wrestling in a fight?
No, I had to do it to defend myself, though. I was getting jumped at a kegger party at Arizona.
No, and you just fucking went straight.
I had to arm drag and get out of the. I was in a wolf pack.
Were you fighting back? Beat down,
or
you just
no, I was just doing it just to
make my greatest escape. The greatest escape. Arm dragging past everybody out the door.
Yeah, I've told that story a lot. Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, I was just getting into bad shit. Stealing drugs.
Yeah,
going
college,
to parties.
Dude. Yeah.
And I end up getting jumped at a party, and they're like, we know you're the kid that
stole our fucking coke, dude.
Yeah, and then I was stuck in a room at this apartment, at this house or whatever, and then they're
got
like, let's take it outside, and then I got hit.
Dude, I got socked in the ear
in the back of your head. Have you get hit in the back? I got hit in the back of the head. I saw stars, And then they go, and then I got surrounded by the wolf pack, and then it was like a scene in a movie. It was like the guy that we ripped off ended up being there, and he made his entrance into the circle. Like, remember me? Oh yeah,
you remember
and
me,
he
Steve?
Had the Grateful Dead, the long.
No,
he was like, remember me? And then all of his crew, and I'm just like, well, and my backup, guess what?
Who?
Zero. They all left.
That was my buddy. Because
I was in the room getting
the shit kicked out. Because
I thought they were upstairs to smoke a blunt.
It's hard
to smoke a blunt
when he's still.
And they had the three or four dudes had their. They had me posted, pinned up.
You're a little guy at this
point.
Yeah,
I'm a little. Yeah,
like 100 pounds.
And then I'm looking at the guy. I went in there. I'm like looking at him. And he's like, I don't know. He's like, I don't know you.
Oh.
Yeah. I was alone. I'm like, I have no backup.
Yeah. That's a hurtful. That's a hard.
Yeah. And so you asked me, did I use my wrestling in a way, but not the way you thought?
Dude, I got socked in the back of the head. Similar situation.
Yeah,
my buddy.
Boom.
Dude,
and I'm just like, oh.
My buddy was like, got jumped by these guys and then saw them. I came to one of our parties. And there was a bunch of these guys from the town over that were like, well, there's somehow this beef between these two towns. And he got jumped by these guys the night before because someone's like, I fucked your sister. He's like, what'd you say, motherfucker? And then like 30 of them jumped him.
Yeah.
And he had to go to the hospital for his hands because he fell on the concrete. It was terrible. And then we saw the guy like 3 weeks later at our party. And he walks up to this guy and he's like, and well, it's a long walk because the cops busted. We had this long walk back to all our cars. And he's like, dude, I'm going to do it. He's like, Tanner, you have to be my backup. It's a Matatuck party, which is our hometown. Yeah. They're going to back us up. Everyone's going to back me up. I have to do it or I'm going to be a bitch forever. I got to do it. Yeah. I'm like, Ryan, don't do it. And he's like, I got to do it. It's a
story when things go down.
Oh, and it's weird. We're walking behind these guys for 5 minutes before he actually goes, hey, blah, blah, blah. Get the fuck over here. He goes, then it's like this little white kid. What? He's like, dude, you know what you did. You fucking jumped me, motherfucker. He goes, and he says, I didn't do that. And he's just, yeah, you did. And then you just see the kid's confidence slowly rise as all his buddies start backing him
up.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, dude, their whole fucking town was at our party. They probably had 15 guys just back him up. And then slowly the kid's like, yeah, motherfucker, I did fuck your girl, fuck your sister, and I said that shit. Yeah, what are you going to do about it, bro? Yeah, and then he's like, and then Ryan's just like, you can just see him, like, and it's just me and him. And, like, I once again, like, I had that moment with all the guys, all these, like, fucking small town kids, like not very hard. Yeah. I just make the act. I was like, "You guys gonna help?" And they're just like, see them slowly backing away.
They want to spectate. They want to spectate.
They're like, I remember there's a video of the fight from someone's car, and like, and then you hear someone back, "Should I go out and help?" And someone's like, "No, stay in the car." And like, it's like all of our friends.
Yeah.
Like, I don't hate it, but like, stay in the car. Don't do it. Don't go out. And like, literally, he just goes. You can see that on his head. He's like, and he's confronted by this kid. It's just me, him, probably two of our friends, and like 20 of those guys. And he's like, when am I going to back down again in front of this little kid punking me in front of all his homies? He's like, all right, you just literally see him. He said like, 1, 2, 3. Just threw a haymaker right to this kid's face. And then he just got swarmed. Literally, you've never seen a swarm of people swarm on one person. Yeah. And I just went full survival. Oh,
they'll
just
kick
like,
you.
No, yeah, kick you, no, punch it. Dude, his nose is broken. It's terrible.
Circle. Yeah, they'll kick you. They'll trap you.
And it was all on video too. Mm-hmm. And then I just started going full wrestling where I had to start grabbing people.
Yeah,
Matt return. Get off him. I'm trying not to throw punches. And then one kid just fucking, I picked him a double leg slam on his back. I hit him once. And then some kid just, you see it in the video, just rocks up, hits me right in the ear and just, bing. And like the next day I had to take a flight and I was went and I when I remember I went like this but when I woke up in the morning I was like and it just went
fizzed out.
No, you know when you blow into your nose you can pop your eardrums?
No.
Instead of like that, it just, you could have done it for all day, we just felt the air coming out of your ears. Like you popped your eardrum. And it was fucking gnarly. But it was so funny, like he's like, the kid like slowly, he's like, what, I didn't say that. And you see all his buddies back in, he's just slowly just like, yeah, I said it, motherfucker. What are you gonna do about it? And he's like, oh man, what am I gonna do about it?
Seen in a movie.
It was a movie. Yeah. Similar to yours. Yeah, the little kid comes in.
Yeah, hey, remember me?
You remember me? That's fucking hilarious.
All right, man. That was great. Dude,
Hell yeah, man. I had a great time.
I didn't want to. Can we plug all your stuff?
Like, yeah, dude.
What's your Instagram?
Tanner Zagarino. I think Twitter stands everywhere. The movie's called Pool Boy Nightmare. Me and my buddy. Pool Boy Nightmare.
Okay.
It's a Lifetime film.
Lifetime film.
You guys are going to love it.
Please tune in and watch my man give his thing.
Give it a watch. Yeah. It's a lot. You know what you're getting with those type of flicks. But
yeah.
Hopefully this one's a little more grounded and you like me. Okay. Go for me. Come for me. Yeah. And the movie, but come for me.
Do I need more influencers on here?
Dude, I don't want to. Don't think of me as an influencer. Don't you ever say that again, Steve.
No,
Steve, I don't know. You talked about the Pittsburgh double, and it may be coming your way real quick.
I didn't mean it like that, but you know, like, do you think, you know what? Man, no, I'll just keep doing my thing.
Bro, you have real cool content, and I dig what you do.
Thank you.
And I'm a fan. I was a fan first and listening to you, and I just reached out to you first.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Once you started talking about pit wrestling and Philip, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I knew we had a common ground. That's why
I could talk to this guy. Yeah.
And, dude, that's not really. Like, I tried my best to get away from that culture of it, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, now I'm just taking acting full-time and auditioning. And, like, just living, you know, working for the man. No, I'm just working.
So what's in the future for future projects? Like,
future project is this, that's, you know, COVID, man, really put some halts on some things that were going.
Yeah,
but,
for sure.
We just shot this short film about 3 weeks ago. I just saw the final cut of it. It's
what's it called?
It's called Vinnie Mancuso's Rules for Good Business. And I play Vinnie Mancuso here.
Yeah.
And it's a like a skit short film that me and my buddy Spartan, he came up with the story. We co-wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, super, it's going to.
Where can people watch that?
It's not released yet, but I'll be posting on my social media about it very soon. And we'll be.
You got to come back, man. You got to come back.
Yeah, I'd love to. And I'll get you. I'll connect you with some wrestlers.
That's the thing. Let me rephrase. How do I get more wrestlers?
Yeah, man? Dude, that's what's up. And is it funny?
I want to get Philippi. I want to get Piccinini.
Dude, they'll come out here for a camp, and I'll have them come on the podcast.
It doesn't matter. It could be junior college. I don't care.
I would. I could get you connected with anybody, dude. They would love
MMA fighters, man. MMA
have a lot of MMA fighters on here.
How many? I had Josh. Coke.
Eric Coke. Who's the other?
Jesse.
You ready for the fights this weekend?
Who's on it?
Dude, Adesanya Costa.
Adesanya.
Oh my God, that's gonna be crazy.
Adesanya, I think.
I love Israel.
He's a tough guy, huh? I mean, has he lost?
I love when you talk like that. I love it's like
he hasn't.
He
lost.
Is very tough.
He is very.
He's very
he hasn't lost.
He's never lost. Neither has Costa.
You know who my man Justin Gaethje though.
You think he could be?
I think.
You think he could beat Khabib? Yeah. But dude, Khabib's so good at wrestling.
I don't care. I mean, Justin wrestled too. Division one.
I know people.
Division
that,
one.
But I know
come
stories.
On, dude, this
he's no. He's D1 2-time All American, or maybe 1-time All American. But I know he's a beast. I got recruited to that score.
If Justin could keep it on his feet,
the leg kicks is what he says is going to do it. He says
okay,
I'm going to leg
kick him. Justin
leg
kicks Khabib's, and Khabib doesn't take him down with his Russian wrestling. I think he has a shot.
But the thing is
right.
I think you think so too.
I think he does. He's a tough.
No. He has the best chance out of anybody.
He's tough, dude.
He's got crazy hands, and what he did to Tony Ferguson really showed that guy could beat fucking anyone.
No joke.
But
Gaethje, dude.
I fucking
we
love
gotta
Gaethje.
Root for
you gotta
Gaethje.
Get Gaethje on the podcast, dude.
Oh, I'd love to have.
You gotta reach
Gaethje.
Out. That would be so tight.
How
dude.
Do we get Gaethje?
Dude, I should get. I'll get. I'd love to link you up with Nick Piccinini and those guys.
I
don't
Gaethje,
have the connect.
Yeah.
Oh, and also a good friend of mine. Shout out Gregor Gillespie. He's a good friend of mine in the UFC.
I just had fear of John Smith sitting right here.
Yeah.
You tell me that story.
Yes.
Oh my God, he's a gnarly dude.
Yeah. No coaches.
Oh, dude.
No coaches are allowed.
Some stories.
No coaches allowed here. No coaches. No coaches.
Let's
wrap it up. No coaches.
No coaches.
I'll have Cormier. That's the exception.
You'd be great.
I'll have Daniel Cormier, but no other coaches.
Yeah.
I'll have the Gilroy
coaches. Coaches are scary.
They're scary.
Yeah, Gilroy coaches would be great.
Yeah, I'll have the Gilroy. Maybe the St. John's. I don't know. We'll talk about it later.
We'll converse.
Yeah.
But, my people will be in touch with
yeah,
you.
Yeah. There's too much respect involved. Like, I'm still. Yeah. There's a fear in that.
Yeah. Even as a grown man.
Not making weight. Wow.
Not making weight.
All right. So that's our episode. That's longer. Way past an hour, huh?
We have about 10 minutes over.
Dude,
also
really
my first
good.
Podcast
really,
ever.
Really good. You did great.
I don't
that
know what good
flew
is.
Flew by.
Dude, yeah. But
flew
we have a lot
by.
In common, too.
A lot.
So.
It just.
We're
just,
pal.
Yeah.
We've just become best
friends. Loved it. Yeah. Loved it. I would love to go to Pittsburgh. I want to go to the tournament.
Do we
one
go to
day.
NCAAs?
Yeah,
we should
I want
set
to
up
go.
A,
I'll
if
pay
any
the
wrestling
fee.
Matches. We should get
I would
together.
I loved
together.
It. I would love it. I would love it.
Yeah.
I would see. I would see even the blood round. Those were the best matches.
Dude, yeah.
Because they fight. They're fighting for
your life, dude. And your the rest of your life. You say you're all American or not? Crazy.
I love that.
Dude,
I love that.
I love wrestling.
We'll talk
we
more. I mean, I could have talked 3 hours long. I mean, I could have just gone.
Dude, when wrestling comes on, let's get together and let's find a way to watch it.
I would love it. I would love it. I'm a fan. But with me, I'm obsessive because I'll watch a match over and over.
Watch the technique and stuff?
Yeah, I've watched the Sebastian Rivera, Spencer Lee
you
matches.
You love him, huh? You're a big dude. So,
I'm
shout out Seabass.
I'm a big Seabass.
You
the
love that guy.
You know, he's at Rutgers now.
Yes, he's going to be amazing at Rutgers, dude.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We
could talk 3 hours.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, sorry.
So we have a Patreon attached to this show. If you want to help support the platform, go to patreon.com/StevieWeeby. The website, StevieWeebyShow.com. The newest patrons are Justice Varen, Mel K, and John Rehill. Still editing the music video, The Pod in Which We Travel. Just bear with us. Working on a new Gene Wilder concept album, Stir Crazy concept albums. I'm in 3 songs in deep. My Instagram's Instagram.com/QUANGOU. StevieWeebyBandcamp.com is where all the music's at. We have a P.O. Box series. If you want to send your packages or letters to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. It was a pleasure, my man.
Dude, hell yeah.
The best of luck
great
to
be here.
Hell yeah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.